that. Okay, so this is the kind of thing we're going to be doing for the rest of the semester, is working on JavaScript on a form kind of thing. So on this one, and the solution is called Calculate Total, and it's under last week's. So if you go back to last week and say a solution for Calculate Total, that's what I'm looking at right now. Okay, and then I gave you one to do for homework that is also using forms, but it's a little different. So what I said here is, okay, I have a form, and I set up the form, and I said, okay, the form name is DataIn, and I could have used ID there as well, but I just used name instead. And I said, form is data in. And then I said, okay, enter the price. And then I wanted price and quantity to be lined up. So I used NBSPs to make them line up. Now, I could have done this as a table, and that would have made it, I wouldn't have had to have all those NBSPs. But I basically, or I could have used CSS. But I basically just wanted to do it quick and easy, so I did it that way. Then I said, okay, now put up a field, which is a text box for price one, quantity one, price two, quantity two, and so forth, all the way down. And then at the bottom I said, on click, set the total's value, when the total is down at the bottom, equal to what comes back from the function. And I'm sending everything to the function. Price one, quantity, price two, and I'm sending all of that to the function. So if I go over here just a little bit more, you still can't see them all, but I'm sending them all up there. Okay. So, I now receive them at the function. So I receive price 1, quantity 1, price 2, quantity 2, and again, I could have changed the names, but I receive them. And then I said, okay, price 1 dot value times quantity 1 dot value, put it into answer 1. And then I multiplied for the 2, the 3, and the 4. And then I said the total answer equals answer 1 plus answer 2 plus answer 3 plus answer 4. If that doesn't work, I'd have to put a parse float on them. But because I had got them via a calculation, it frequently understands that it's supposed to add. And then I said return total answer. And so it returns total answer down to the function that called it. And total answer becomes the value for the total. And when it goes and does clear total, I didn't send it anything, so it needs to get the entire address, document, data in, price one, value equals space. Or you could use that one line that I showed you to do the refresh and save all of that. Because what I did here is individually in the clear set each field on here to spaces. So I set each one to spaces. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't send anything up, I had to give the whole name, which is document.dataIn. Dot, and exactly where it is. But that little refresh line that I told you about when we were doing the checkboxes, it's JavaScript, and I can never remember exactly what the syntax is. We can look at it in a minute. That would be a lot easier. So if I go back on here to JavaScript samples and look for the checkbox, see that little refresh this page?
Oh, yeah.
And there is the line JavaScript location reload true. That's the line I was talking about. So that's the line that I'm talking about. So I'm going to bring up one more. Okay, I did find it finally. I got a bunch of recording to take out. This is the same problem that we just looked at, but I used the get element by ID. And so if you have it set up as DOM, and by the way, this is red because I closed the head there and closed the head down here, and I shouldn't have closed it twice, and I keep forgetting to fix it. So I should get rid of that one. So I said get element by ID price value, get element by ID quantity value, and did all of the calculations with the get element by ID. So that was just showing you how I could use get element by ID and use DOM in this. So I said answer one is get price one's value and multiply it by quantity one's value and do that by using the ID. And if you look down here, you can see the ID in there. So that is the only real difference in using DOM for it. Okay? Now I'm really done.